Yeah.
Bob Nedelicki said, you were going to love talking to Dan Issel.
I could have talked all morning.
I wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
But sometimes we have to reveal secrets here, behind-the-scenes stuff. Earlier in the week, we actually spoke with Bob Nedelicki and Robin Miller. They wrote the book. It's called We Changed the Game. They're going to come on with a pre-recorded interview to talk about that book and talk about some of the funny stories that took place back then.
That's coming up.
That'll be coming up right after Chachi. I believe Chachi's going to be on with us.
I really
right
love
now.
That. I had so many more questions for him.
I know you do. Actually, this is what he said.
Couldn't even get them all out.
Listen to this, Keith. This is cool. I'm revealing this on the air right now.
Go
I don't know how we're going to do it on the technology end, but we're going to have a Zoom chat at the same time.
Get out of town.
With Dan Issel, Artis Gilmore, Bob Nedelicki, George Gervin, and Dr. J.
Wow.
There's not one show in America
We're going to do this. We're going to do this Zoom.
We're going to do this Zoom.
We're going to Zoom it.
We're going to Zoom it. It's going to be us doing
that. That'll be fantastic.
So again, Artis Gilmore.
Big score.
Dan Issel, Bob Nedelicki, George Gervin, and Dr. J. And to throw in one, because I'm going to have this challenge on the air between Dr. J and Darnell Hillman for a dunk contest at the age of 70.
You have to set up like an 8-foot hoop for those guys.
Anyways, you know who's someone that we can count on for slamming the ball through or hitting the long range jumper is Chachi Lapred. How are you, Chachi?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you? Good show.
Hey, Chachi, I saw a picture on it's a Facebook today. It was a picture of old BCN. I was trying to pick you out if you're in that photo. Did you see that picture, Gary?
Show me.
No, I'm not going to have a hard time. It was an old BCN. It was 25, 30 different people in this photo.
Okay, so I can.
They all had a lot of hair and beards, and I figured Chachi's got to be one of those.
Probably Ken Chelt was probably in there, right?
Did you ever have
I think it. I think it might have been the picture with the BCN logo behind it. It was at our Aerosmith anniversary show.
It was a lot of women.
The entire staff with the band
out. Skirts. Yeah.
Love Aerosmith.
I have to say this. Chachi was easily, and Chachi, don't worry about it. I know you're married and I'm married and all that kind of good stuff, but you were easily the most handsome dude at the WBCN days. There's no doubt about it.
That's a Gary always said.
Well, I really appreciate it. That's where I met my wife many years ago. She's awesome.
And the females were very good looking, but for the rest of the male crew at BCN, they kind of like a motley crew.
they all had a face for radio.
Yes, they did, except for you. Except for you,
thank
Josh.
Thank you. So listen, I know I'm a little short on time.
Let's get right
to the story. But I did have my second COVID shot yesterday in Chelsea.
Yeah, all right, Chach.
What was that? Just a trip through Chelsea's like a shot?
Go ahead. And then I went down the street and I went to Liberto's pastry shop.
Yeah.
I went to Stella's Pizza in Watertown, my favorite little pizza joint there.
Pizza.
And here I am this morning, and I feel okay. So let's get right to my story, if you gentlemen don't mind, and we'll talk more.
Chachi, we're going to go to Floramos when you're ready, okay?
Go.
I cannot wait. So anyway, thank you. Good morning to another Gary Levitt and Friends Beatles Breakfast Treat. My name is Chachi Lapret. You can hear my show, Breakfast with the Beatles, from 10 a.m. till noon today on Seacoast Oldies, New Hampshire and Maine, on Saturday mornings at WUMB. So anyway, this morning, I thought we'd talk about the backstory to one particular Beatles song, and there's 214 songs in the Beatles catalog from 62 to 1970, and the vast majority of those songs is a story for every Beatles song, and that's what I love about the Beatles. And this track is no different. Its origins are really interesting and a bit strange. Two things about this song. It was inspired by the late actor Peter Fonda from the movie Easy Rider. And although when this happened, he hadn't made the movie yet, so John only knew that he was the son of an actor. And the other interesting thing to know is that John and George and Ringo were under the influence of LSD for the second time when this occurred. So they were kind of rookies when it came to that. And this was in 1965. In 1965, I was hoping where I could get my next Twinkie. You know, it's like in 1965, these guys were doing all this stuff. So the Beatles always rented out a mansion in the Hollywood Hills when they were on tour so they could get some peace and relaxation, but it was never quite that way. Once word got out, the Beatles were staying there at Benedict Canyon's. Fans lined the streets trying to get a glimpse of the Beatles. And in fact, it was so crazy. At one point, two girls hired a helicopter and jumped out of the copter into the pool at the mansion. while they were all outside having fun. So the Beatles decided to invite some friends over for that afternoon, and they invited the guys from the Byrds, Roger McGuinn and David Crosby, and some other people. And the plan was they were going to watch a movie. And so Roger McGuinn described it as like going to see the president. They had to arrive in a limo. Fans and police were everywhere. The guards would open the gates. The limo would pull in, and the band would see bodies pressed against the fence trying to get a glimpse. But once they were inside, the vibe was pretty cool, and the plan was they were going to watch the movie Cat Ballou, starring Jane Fonda, and then John ended up saying that the movie was really boring. And as luck would have it, Jane Fonda's brother, Peter Fonda, was there as well. He already arrived, and he was already under the influence of drugs when he got there. So there were a lot of girls there. There was a journalist who was taken away once they started doing drugs. So John, George, and Ringo dropped acid in a little sugar cube, and Paul was a holdout. So it turned out that Peter Fonda had the most experience when it came to dropping acid. And at one point, George tells Peter Fonda that he feels like he's dying. So Peter Fonda tells George Harrison, there's nothing to be afraid of. Just relax. But then the experience took a left turn when Peter Fonda revealed that he knows what it's like to be dead. And he tells George the story of when he was a kid, he accidentally shot himself in the stomach, and his heart stopped three times, and he lost a lot of blood. So, in fact, he did know what it's like to be dead. So at that moment, John overhears what Peter's saying, and John is freaking out. He says this to him. He says, you're making me feel like I've never been born. Who put all this stuff in your head? He used a different word than stuff. And then John kept demanding that he stop, but Peter kept following him around, whispering in his ear, I know what it's like to be dead. And John says, get this guy out of here. So Peter Fonda actually then shows everyone the bullet wound, and John's freaking out. So after all this, you know, the party ends, and the Beatles had to prepare for another get-together that evening, where the president of Capitol Records presented the Beatles with a lot of gold records. So the Beatles were dropping acid, and that evening, Dean Martin, Groucho Marx, Rock Hudson, Jane Fonda, Jack Benny, Edward G. Robinson, all are there to meet the Beatles. And they quote Groucho coming into the property saying, I'm just here to drink beer. And so that was a day in the life of the Beatles. They spent the day tripping with the guys from the Byrds, and then they end up hanging out with movie stars that evening. So for our song today, I thought I would play the song that John wrote about this experience. He completed the song before they even got back to the Abbey Road studios, but one notable change, he said, meaning Peter Fonda, became she said, because it sounded better. So, crazy story this morning, and there you are, the story behind the song. But I will tell you, and gentlemen, I hope you're listening, that the hosts and the staff of Gary Levitt and Friends do not condone any drug use at all. We just like to eat food. Is that correct?
That is 100% definitely correct. Pizza, steak, onion rings, and French fries, and chocolate fraps.
That is correct. So, gentlemen, thank you. Look, the sun is shining today. Have a great day. I'll be back next week for my little Beatles breakfast treat as I drop a sugar cube into my coffee. And here we go. It's She Said, She Said. See you guys.
Thanks, Chachi.
Making me feel understand what I said. I said, no, 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 you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. Everything was right. I said, even though you know what you know, I know.